All right, Pittsburgh Works continues. I'm Mangino with me, David Manet, founder of Manet Financial Services Network, and Brian Langdon. He's the director of long-term care at Ash Brokerage. And we've been talking about long-term care insurance. And David, there's a real problem with traditional long-term care insurance. What is the problem with it, and how does MoneyGuard take care of that?
Well, I'll give you two of the largest or most commonly heard by us problems that people have with long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. One is you put money into a long-term care policy on an annual basis, and it's a large amount of money that, you know, for some people, they'll never use it. They pass away, and knock on wood here, someone passes away quietly in the night and never use it. So that money is basically just flat out gone.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem with long-term care is the fact that the price continues to go up every year. Long-term care is essentially health insurance, and health insurance can be repriced. It's not like your level-term life insurance that you're kind of used to. You pay a set amount of money each year, and as long as you continue to make your premium payments, they don't make any changes. Well, with traditional long-term care insurance, the price can go up every year. And part of the reason that the price goes up every year is because long-term care costs go up every year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind that long-term care insurance is more than that traditional nursing home coverage that you used to buy many, many years ago. As a matter of fact, most individuals actually never make it to nursing homes. They actually get home health care. And long-term care insurance addresses both the issue of home health care and the old traditional nursing home care. So what we find is, I mean, there are a number of what I'll say are candidates,
okay,
again, for long-term care. Probably what I find is the biggest candidate is for that person, and we see this all the time, a person who may have set aside money in a CD. You know, it's kind of their emergency fund. That will be the money that they will put into or use for long-term care. And traditionally, we see $50,000 or $100,000. And years ago, $50,000 or $100,000 covered quite a number of years of long-term care insurance. However, in today's world, mm-hmm, you know, that can be maybe a year and not even a year, or maybe a year and a half if it's $100,000.
Wow.
So that becomes a huge problem. They're well under, if you will, insured or under self-insured by trying to do that with the CD. Other people that are candidates would be people that really want to protect their wealth or their estate. As I told you earlier, long-term care or this product and long-term care insurance is for that middle America. It's the average Joe kind of out there. Again, as I said earlier, the wealthy people self-insure. And the people that don't have lots of assets generally are kind of taken care of by the government. Our government won't let them totally awry. It's not maybe the best situation, mm-hmm, but it is something.
Right.
And then there are other people that I want to throw into the mix here. I am specifically part of the sandwich generation. Not only are we taking care of our kids, but now we're taking care of our parents.
Good point.
So people that should look into these types of products are basically people who have parents that are aging.
Brian Langdon is also with us. Brian, David talked about what the problems are and who the candidates are. What is it about MoneyGuard that makes it different, that takes care of those problem situations he just described?
Well, the first thing is that, you know, when David mentioned that one of the reasons that individuals have second thoughts about long-term care is the fact that they may never use it. And the way the MoneyGuard works is very simple. We combine the best of two different types of products. First, life insurance as a chassis, if you will, and then add long-term care benefits to that life insurance chassis so that you put a deposit down and it creates almost three different pools. First, it creates a life insurance pool to pay your estate back should you never use it. So you win there.
Mm-hmm.
It creates long-term care benefits, often three, four, and maybe even five times, depending on your age, of long-term care leverage for the deposits you put in. And it creates a third pool of money, if you will, that allows you to retain control of your money and get it back any time that you wish during the lifetime of the contract. So you never are in a situation where you relinquish control of your money. You just move it from one pocket to another and now create a life insurance pool and a long-term care pool.
You know, that's a fantastic idea, because talking about the issue of long-term care, and David, the idea that people put money into it, and if they don't ever need it, you talked about how that money just gone. But now that you're able to couple it with a life insurance policy, all of a sudden, it really changes the dynamic, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It takes away that fear of this is money that's just going to be gone.
Right.
It's like when you have your car. I mean, you have to have car insurance,
mm-hmm.
Or automobile insurance. You know, and your hope is that you put that money in every year and never use it. Well, you can now have that same hope with long-term care, where you put your money in, hopefully never use it, but in this case, the money's not gone. The money can come back through your estate to your heirs if you're, I'll say, lucky enough to pass away without having any long-term care needs.
Fantastic point. The phone number that you will need to get more information to call Manet Financial Services Network is 412-722-0150. One more time, 412-722-0150. So for people who want to be able to sit down with you and talk about this, do they need to come up with a whole bunch of information and documentation in order to be able to do this? Or can they, something as simple as a husband and wife, this makes sense to them, they give you a call, they sit down, they go over it?
That's absolutely true. In our firm, we like to make sure that product fits your need. This is a financial tool. And while financial tools, generally speaking, are all usually very good, they may not be appropriate. So our goal as financial advisors is to meet with our clients. You know, you only need to spend maybe 15 minutes to a half an hour with us to kind of determine whether or not this is something that is, in fact, a good match for you.
Okay.
Wonderful thing about America is choice. The tough thing about living in America is there are so many choices, it becomes difficult to understand what's the right one.
Right.
And as a financial advisor, my job is to actually kind of help you sort through the gobbledygook, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and find that investment opportunity that truly matches what your need will be.
David Manet with us once again, founder of Manet Financial Services Network. You need this phone number. It's 412-722-0150. If what they're talking about really hits home for you, where you're in that donut, as they describe, where it isn't as though you have so much you can self-insure or you have so little, it doesn't make a difference anyway, but maybe you have a small business. Maybe you've been able to establish a bit of a nest egg, nice retirement for yourself, and you don't want to see all of it go to long-term care expenses. Then you want to be able to take advantage of this product, MoneyGuard, and not where it's just long-term care insurance, but you couple it together with a life insurance policy the way that they have, and you're going to get a return on your investment one way or another. The phone number, once again, 412-722-0150, 412-722-0150. David Manet, founder of Manet Financial Services Network, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you, Brian, for being on there with us.
Absolutely. Brian, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Brian Langdon with us. He's the Director of Long-Term Care at Ash Brokerage. I'm Angino, News Radio 1020, KDKA.